Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, in the Republican Weekly Radio Address, we'll hear from State Senator Howard Markline slamming Governor Evers' veto of tax cuts in the biennial budget. Also, in the Democratic Weekly Radio Address, we'll hear from Governor Evers touting investments into K-12 education. And we'll go back to our May 7th Chippewa Valley This Week and hear from Jenny Almquist, Kat Morgan and Joyce Orth from Fierce Freedom regarding their Oh Freedom event, which is right on our doorstep this Wednesday night at Carson Park. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. In this week's Republican radio address, State Senator Howard Markline slams Governor Evers' veto of tax cuts in the biennial budget. The Spring Green Republican details funds in the budget allocated for education, transportation, health services, housing initiatives, capital building projects, and a new PFAS fund.
I am very proud of our work to fund our priorities and meet our obligations for the next biennium. Our state budget is made for Wisconsin.
On top of all these allocations, Senator Markline says,
we tried to cut taxes by $4.4 billion with a $3.5 billion tax cut. Unfortunately, the governor vetoed our middle-class tax cut. And now the Legislative Fiscal Bureau says that we will have a $4 billion ending balance in our general fund.
Markline says,
this is a painful reminder of what we could have done, what should be done, with the Republican tax cut.
Markline says this massive balance is the result of Governor Evers' veto of the Republican middle-class tax cut.
Instead of money going to taxpayers, it is going to be sitting in a general fund surplus. We aren't going to spend money just because it's there. It belongs to the taxpayers and should be returned to them.
Finally, Markline says,
the measly $36 each of us will see in the governor's so-called tax relief is a joke.
Meanwhile, in this week's Democratic radio address, Governor Evers touts investments into K-12 education.
Last week, I signed the 2023-25 biennial budget the legislature sent to my desk while using my veto pen to make substantial improvements and investments in K-12 education. Building on our historic progress and fully funding our public schools, this budget, together with legislation I recently signed, provide an overall increase of nearly $1.2 billion in spendable authority for our public school districts, including state categorical aids.
Governor Evers also used his partial veto powers to create a 402-year increase of $325 per year in per pupil revenue limit authority.
This is the largest increase in statewide revenue limit authority since revenue limits were first imposed on K-12 schools in 1993, and it is permanent and base building. As a result of my partial veto to this provision, school districts will have continued additive per pupil revenue adjustments of $325 every year for the next 400 years, providing local schools the budgeting certainty they need well into the future.
Still, Governor Evers says there remains work to do on school funding.
We must continue our work to prioritize school funding during this biennium and into the future. We have work left to do, but I will never stop fighting to do the right thing for our kids, because what's best for our kids is what's best for our state.
Finally, for the remainder of this week's Chippewa Valley This Week, we go back to our May 7th program, in which we spoke with the three wonderful women involved with Fierce Freedom, the executive director, Jenny Almquist, and two of her very talented colleagues, Kat Morgan and Joyce Orth. So we go back to that visit. At that time, it still seemed like a long time until their big fundraiser, the Oh Freedom event, July 19th, but now it's coming up Wednesday night. Yes, July 19th, mark it on your calendar, as Fierce Freedom will hold their biggest annual fundraiser back at Carson Park in Eau Claire, the usual location. But this year, the Run Walk event with a twist. While held in its usual spot of Carson Park, the event features some updates, some throwbacks, and a new name, the Oh Freedom Fun Run and Fest. It'll be family-friendly with a creative festival atmosphere while showcasing Fierce Freedom's deep commitment to educating the community about human trafficking. Jenny Almquist is co-founder and executive director of Fierce Freedom. Back in 2008, she first learned about the horrors of human trafficking, which led to the birth of Fierce Freedom. As executive director, Almquist works to build the organization so that awareness and education about the issue can continue to spread. Earlier this week, I sat down with Almquist and two other members of the Fierce Freedom staff and began by asking the co-founder and executive director, Almquist.
Maybe just talk a little bit, Jenny, in terms of the background and how this has been a great, you know, annual event that's been, I think, your biggest annual fundraiser, right?
It is. Yes, it is, for sure, by far. Jesse Podolak started in this work about the same time that I did, and kind of unofficially, so 2007, 2008. And she started the run, and she did it to raise funds for International Justice Mission, which is amazing. And then as we worked, and as she saw how this was happening domestically right here in our area, she decided that she wanted to take that run and split the funds. So she did that, and then the day came when she just decided that the run needed to be a Fierce Freedom run. So we've been doing this for the last number of years, and Jesse is actually on our board now. So it's kind of, it's amazing to see how it's come full circle. So that's what we do here at Fierce Freedom, is we raise awareness and we fight against domestic human trafficking.
I asked Jenny Almquist what prompted the change to the July 19th Oh Freedom Fun Run and Fest.
Well, we've seen how there's so many runs now in the beginning, which is great because there are a lot of runners, there are a lot of really amazing causes. But when the Justice Run started, it really was one, there were just a few runs. So we were talking about it, and there's a lot of things for people to be involved in, and there's so many people that we would love to include in this event that are not runners, so why don't we do a community event that really embraces the whole community? So we thought, why not do a festival? So that's where the Oh Freedom Festival, Fun Run Festival, the whole deal came from. So we're really excited because it will be a community-wide event that is family-friendly.
So Almquist says runners are still invited and encouraged to take part in the 2 Mile in the Park Loop Fun Run, but if you're not a runner, there'll still be plenty of activities for you.
Yeah, for sure. There will be a run. It won't be timed as it has been in the past. Blue Ox is one of our sponsors, and they're in charge of the run part, run/walk. So we're doing something really fun this year where every 2 miles you pick up a popsicle stick.
2 mile loop.
Yep. And then you put it, we'll be putting it in a jar so that we'll see the collective building of how many miles are either run or have been walked. And then we'll do a prize at the end of that. But it'll just help us to see the collective impact of all of that.
Almquist says in addition to the run walk, there will also be
a creation, imagination, creation station in the middle of the festival where people can come and do creative arts. And At the Roots, Renee Summer from At the Roots is going to be doing that. And I believe that we're going to be doing a collective project where everybody does a little piece and we build together so we see the bigger picture from that. So there will be trauma-informed people there with tables where you can get information. There's just going to be a lot going on.
Kat Morgan is Fierce Freedom's community program specialist. Her passion for social justice was sparked into flame during college after seeing a powerful documentary, Nefarious, about the human sex trade, and joining the on-campus organization International Justice Mission. Working with Fierce Freedom gives Kat the opportunity to speak to thousands of people about the realities of domestic human trafficking. She loves having those conversations which lead people to finding their own role in the fight for justice. Regarding the July 19th Oh Freedom Fun Run and Fest at Carson Park in Eau Claire, Kat Morgan says,
something I'm really excited about is just elevating other community partners that Fierce Freedom has in the community, because as they say, a rising tide lifts all ships. And I think that we are really wanting to honor those kind of third spaces, because so much of what we do is prevention. And so we're really wanting to get in on the ground floor, helping families to talk with their kids about, you know, what is a healthy decisions and healthy relationships so that they never find themselves in a trafficking situation. So we want to get them connected with even other people in the community, other organizations that provide mentorship and provide other services. And so, you know, we're really having sort of a net of impact because, you know, maybe they'll connect with someone at the jam, you know, Mike Rambo, who does the jam, and there's musicians and you can learn how to play an instrument. And maybe that's something where they can feel belonging and love and connection that they aren't really getting anywhere else. And so, again, it's community and collective impact that we're all really excited to bring to the fest.
Joyce Orth is Fierce Freedom's community engagement specialist. She retired in 2021 from public sector employment with a local school district, serving most recently as the director of communications. Her years of experience include volunteering with community groups and serving on boards for nonprofit and professional organizations at the local and state level. She currently serves as lead elder on her church board. Here, Orth elaborates on what stands out to her about the July 19th Oh Freedom Fun Run and Fest at Carson Park in Eau Claire.
I am so excited about the collaboration that is going to happen that's going to make our community stronger in the health and welfare for our kids in particular, but really for the whole community. And Kat touched on it, that Fierce Friend Zone is going to have youth-focused organizations that are kind of like-minded. And in January, I met someone from the Boys and Girls Club, and we talked about, wouldn't it be cool if we could do some things collaboratively? So this platform is really providing the opportunity to do that.
Fierce Freedom co-founder and executive director Jenny Almquist says the entire event July 19th at Carson Park in Eau Claire is just going to be a blast.
It's just going to be fun and encouraging. We're going to have things written on the pavement, encouragement. So there'll be statistics. So there'll be a educational part of it that people can learn as they're running and walking. So it just is always a really fun event for kids and adults together. You'll see a lot of moms pushing strollers, and And so, as I mentioned earlier, there'll be the piece where you can pick up the popsicle stick, and we can see those building as the miles get run and walked, and so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Almquist wants attendees to the July 19th event at Carson Park in Eau Claire to make sure to stop by the education tent.
We'll have this big tent that is set up, and it'll be set up as a bedroom for a teenager, and there are all these different aspects of what you can look at and see that might be a sign of somebody being groomed. And it's things that you wouldn't think about normally. And so we'll have little signs that have part of somebody's diary that's being written in, and you can kind of test yourself. And it just is a really great educational aspect.
Fierce Freedom's Cap Morgan says besides the Fierce Friends Zone, featuring like-minded organizations committed to investing worth and dignity in our youth,
we also will have food trucks, and we have live music that we're going to have, and, you know, as part of the program. We'll also hear a little bit, you know, just from a survivor, and just, you know, she'll just be there, just part of the event, you know. And there might even be survivors that are there, you know, and we won't even know that, but that's really something that can happen too.
Cap Morgan says
you can do the fun run, but if you're just wanting to sort of check out a little bit more about Fierce Freedom and, you know, some of these other partners in the community and some of the, you know, just like the food trucks and the fun aspects that come with the fest, like the kids' activities, it's a great way to just sort of learn a little bit more and get together in the community. And it's just going to be like a really fun time.
Cap Morgan says
we're going to highlight a lot of partnerships, including, you know, ways that you can be an impactful consumer. So there's going to be fair trade vendors as well as part of our kind of freedom market. And so, you know, if you're wanting to learn more about some of those fair trade vendors, you can come check out the event as well.
Jenny Almquist says
Michelle Marquardt is going to be our MC, and she is so much fun. I mean, love Michelle Marquardt. So she will bring the energy. It'll be a fast-paced event. We're going to close the evening with, there'll be a concert
collective choir.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a lot of fun, and we always give out our Extraordinary Person for Justice Award. So it's actually, we developed that because of Jesse Podolak. Anyway, so we will be honoring somebody who really has a heart for justice in the community as we wrap things up. So I think that it's just going to be a fun, wonderful time of impact together and really seeing our community come together.
And finally, as for registrations, Cap Morgan tells us,
for the fun run, if you just go to fiercefreedom.org and click on the banner image, you're going to have, and then you can click on the browse programs button for Village. We're partnering with village.com for registration, and you can do individual family registration.
Again, that great event coming up July 19th at Carson Park in Eau Claire, the Oh Freedom Fun Run and Fest between 5 and 8 in the evening. You can still register at fiercefreedom.org. That's all one word, fiercefreedom.org, or you can register at the event at Carson Park this Wednesday, July 19th. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. In the latter half and the bulk of the program, more than two-thirds of it, hearing about the Oh Freedom event at Carson Park, the big fundraiser for Fierce Freedom. Love to have you there, 5 to 8 o'clock this Wednesday night. Be there. Carson Park in Eau Claire. Earlier, we heard from Republican State Senator Howard Markline slamming Governor Evers' veto of tax cuts in the biennial budget. And we did hear from the governor as well in the Democratic Weekly Radio Address touting investments into K-12 education. I'm Mark Halverson, thanking you for listening to this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGL Radio. You can catch this and other broadcasts from the past and our podcast at WWIB.com and WOGO.com.